talks, essays, and occasional pieces. These are really all occasional pieces, addressed on various occasions to various audiences. Their subjects range through animals in books, invented languages, sleep, the house I grew up in, anarchism, how to read a poem, and a poem about a plinth. The most useful way to arrange them was chronologically. Many of them were revised slightly for this book. Their original versions can be found in the original publication or on my website. Only two of them are overtly political. But as we learned from Robin Morgan and others, the personal and the political are inseparable. A good many of them present a defense, sometimes a fairly belligerent defense, of certain aspects of literature, imaginative fiction, genre, women's writing, reading as distinct from experiencing media. All through the past 15 years, there's been a steady and increasing shift of critical interest and understanding towards imaginative fiction, and away from a rigid view of realism, as the only fiction worthy the name of literature. I'm delighted to know that my arguments in defense of genre were becoming unnecessary, even as I made them. Gender in literature, however, remains a vexed issue. Books by women continue to be marginalized or segregated, receive fewer major literary awards, and are more subject to terminal inattention following the writer's death. So long as we hear about women's writing, but not about men's writing, because the latter is assumed to be the norm, the balance is not just. The same signal of privilege and prejudice is reflected in the common use of the word feminism and the almost total absence of its natural counterpart, masculinism. I long for the day when neither word is necessary.